You're tuned into Totally Unrelated. Enjoy.
And we're back. Welcome back to Totally Unrelated, brand new episode coming at you. We had a great weekend in Liberty this last week with Mark Norman, me and Doug Morgan. And earlier in the week, we did the real estate show for the last realtor standing. Congratulations to all the realtors. That was a lot of fun as well. And the Midland, Michigan Arts Center. If anybody found me through that, it was a PG-13 show. We had some teenagers sitting in the very front, some pre-teenagers almost, young boys. Always make it hard on a comedian, but it was a fantastic show. One of the best shows I've ever had, where I felt a little bit out of my element. It was fully lit because it was light outside still. All age, I mean, from 13 all the way up to probably somebody in their 70s, at least a couple maybe. Till retirement age, we'll say that. So that's it's nice when you can get traction in a room with that much diversity, but I had a lot of fun. And then this weekend, Liberty Township with Mark Norman, and we hung out. We went and saw The Big Sick, the movie with Camille Nanjiani, and Bo Burnham's in it, and A.D. Bryant, and several other folks. I don't know what the leading female, I don't know who she is or what her name is, but great movie. I laughed, I cried, I reclined. It was one of those, it was at the Cine Bistro, so you could like super comfortable chairs. And I give this movie three thumbs up and a snap and a circle. You should go see it. It's not just about comedy. It really is kind of a cultural conundrum, and it's easy. It's not like easy to deal with, but I think it does make you look at things in a way that probably most people don't think about it. What it would be like to be in somebody else's shoes. But the best part about it is, it's a true story. It's like it's based on his life, and I think it's neat when a comedian can tell a story and have it be that relatable that it makes it out of a film festival to a limited release to a full theatrical release, and it's getting good reviews, so it gets mine. Then I went to this Brazilian steakhouse with Mark. He took me to this Brazilian steakhouse where they come around with the meat every few seconds and shave it off onto your plate, and while that was really fun, it was I think I got the meat sweats. So we went and we went to the meat place, then we went to the movie, then we went to the float tank for our float session. And at the float session, I could definitely feel the meats rolling around in my tum-tums talking to me a little bit. But the movie was 2 hours and 5 minutes long, I believe, and it didn't feel like it. It felt like it was like an hour and 20 minutes, but I felt like I had some time to work off some of that. We walked around the mall a couple times. I ate a considerable amount of meats. Maybe I need to go on a dietary cleanse for the next couple days. But the float was fun. That's what the second half of this podcast will contain. Big thank you to all of the people in Liberty. Shout outs to the people on Twitter who said they were going to listen to the podcast. I hope you're enjoying some of the more recent episodes I was doing from the road. And so the audio quality is just me talking into my phone. Some of them sound probably slightly better like this. I would say in the last 30 episodes, I've really gotten a little bit more consistent with the sound. And then I found out that I could record directly up to Podbean from my phone, from the Podbean app. And that, I don't want to say I got lazy, but it was easier to do on the road because I don't travel with a computer anymore. Try to keep off of social media and onto my skateboards, which I went skating for the first time in about 3 weeks because, as you may or may not know, I thought I broke both my wrists, or at least definitely sprained them. And I just went to the Yellow Springs skate park for a few minutes. Nobody was there. I was like, let me shred a few minutes. Skated for about 5, 10 minutes and then fell right onto my wrist. And I mean, not onto my wrist, but I put my hand down as I was like, don't put your hand down. And then I still put my hand down and it hurt so bad for a few seconds. And now I'm having some restored pain where it felt like it had gone away. I'm still able to drive and do everything I need to do, but I think I'm going to get it x-rayed. If I have a broken bone in my hand that's not going to heal right, I should probably take care of that. But you guys don't want to hear about broken bones in my hand. Maybe you do. I don't know. Anywho, we'll get right into this episode. Big thank you to everyone at Liberty. We got to watch the open mic on Thursday night. It was packed out. People were doing very well, and the manager watched, from what I could tell, the whole thing. And that's rare that you get to have such a good turnout and such a so many comics, and the manager's able to sit and watch and kind of critique. And some people were asking me like, well, how do you get to MC here at the Liberty Funny Bone? How do you get in? I want to get in. Somebody even said, this is like our club. And well, I do acknowledge that the club is closer to Cincinnati. It's not anybody's club. It's Jason's club, the general manager and the owners, and they do what they do. Jason's in a very unique position because he knows he comes from comedy. So most of his MCs, I wouldn't say all, but a lot of them are feature acts that are willing to work there as an MC. And a lot of the acts that they bring their own MCs. So there are limited engagements. What happened this weekend was I was supposed to MC. And then the feature act was sick and really sick and couldn't make it at the last minute, so they just bumped me up. And then Dougie came in and did Doug Morgan did the MC work, but that was first offer went to your boy Jay Snyder, who was already working. And so I'm not saying it's out of reach for anybody. I'm just saying he's picking from a much bigger pool than I think most people recognize. And he's also very particular in the way he wants things done. So kudos to Mr. Kutesh. And I think I'm going to have him on the podcast here soon. So great shows this weekend. Lots of fun with the people that we met. Lots of pictures. Thank you for the people that bought shirts. I didn't only had smalls and mediums, and Doug had only like big sizes and women cut shirts. So on Friday and Saturday, or maybe it was just Saturday. So for at least two shows, we set up and sold shirts for whatever you wanted, just donations, whatever you want to give us. And we both moved a little bit of these merchandise, but I think I'm going to take the rest of them. I'm either going to give them to the skate park or like the indoor skate park guys. Just be like, hey, if you see somebody like needs a shirt or whatever, just like, here's a shirt, give them a shirt. Or Goodwill, I don't know. Something like that. I mean, I hate to have produced junk, and it's not junk. It's just that they don't. They're such small sizes. I'm not going to set up to sell only smalls, and these are shirts that I am not going to get a second printing of, even though they sold well. I don't know. I haven't ordered any new shirts or any new merch for any of the shows that I have coming up. So kind of handicapping myself, but I need to get on the ball and do something with that. Best part of the weekend for me though was I got to do the bonus episode of Tuesdays with Stories with Mark Normand. It's behind a paywall at Patreon. If you look up Tuesdays with Stories on the Googles, you'll find their Patreon page. You'd have to be hardcore. It's a subscription service, not anything that I would well, let's put it this way. There is no plan to ever have any kind of a subscription service or to monetize this podcast. Possibly ads one day again, I might do, but for the time being, I skip over them in other podcasts, and the last thing I want to have you guys do is skip over anything I'm doing. If I do any ads, I'd want them to be subliminal. So, like, maybe the CIA wants to advertise with me, and I can do like those, like Catcher in the Rye kind of conspiracy theory type subliminal ads. You wouldn't even know, but you're like, now you're one of those sleeper cell people that is going to go out and jizz all over the donuts at Krispy Kreme. I don't know. I'm just freestyling. Don't do that, please. There'll never be any subliminal ads. I can say that with like 89% certainty. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to cut out of this. We're going to go right into the Adventure Cast with Mark Normand, where we go to the float tank. We meet some people, and there's some information and some spots where I have to kind of cut it out because either I am an idiot and forgot that I was recording and put my phone in my pocket, or it's just like long kind of conversation that's not, or periods of no conversation, basically. There's only like a few periods where like somebody's checking out where I felt like I need to cut this part out because there was some private information exchange, just names and numbers, and try to protect the innocent as best I can. But what happens is we go to drive over. We start the conversation driving over to the lab. Then we get to the lab, we talk to the person, checks us in. Then some people come out of their session and we talk to them about it, was what their session was like. Probably mostly just me talking over everyone. Sparkling water break. This episode brought to you by Sparkling Water, lemon lime flavored, caffeine free from Kroger. $2.35, a 12-pack. Now back to the podcast. So we talk to these people as they come out. Then we go in. You'll hear me say cut, and then it comes back in with Mark saying he totally transformed his life, and then we talk to the person that's working there, and she cashes us out and everything like that, and then we leave and we talk about the experience. Oh, excuse me. Good Lord. This episode brought to you by Sneezing Fits. Sneezing Fits for people who like to talk too fast and try to hold it in for too long. Let that shit out. Sneezingfits.com. Anyway, back to the podcast. So then we drive back to the hotel. We talk about that. That's when we bump into Henry Allen, who does a guest set on Sunday night. And then we don't come back with Mark because we ended up doing his bonus episode, where I think Henry has three full lines, maybe four. It was a true gem sitting there. Could have exchanged more information than he did, but as you'll know, as you move through this, it's way better to give less than to give too much. I know, because I'm still learning that lesson. But I got some positive feedback from the bonus episode. Go over to Tuesdays with Stories. It's my number three. It's number three on my most listened to podcasts. Tuesdays with Stories with Joe List and Mark Normand. Now with Mark being on this episode, I have had both Joe List and Mark Normand on the podcast. So I'm feeling the circle of podcasts. This episode brought to you by The Lion King. I don't even know if that's what that's from. Okay, we're going to stop doing ads. It didn't seem to be working out. Big shout out to Skate Warehouse, skatewarehouse.com for all of your affordable skateboard needs. I got my independent shirts. I got my new P-Tube deck by Santa Cruz. And I'm going to hook all that stuff up today. I love that they send me all these stickers every time I order from them. That's awesome. And I love the new Skate Warehouse stickers for my helmet. My skateboard helmet. Hey, guys, have a good week. I love you. Stay unrelated. And we're back. I gotta cut that AC down a little bit, or it's gonna come through in the recording. I'm sitting here with Mark Normand. We are on our way.
Hey, hey.
To the float loft.
Yes, first timer here.
First timer, second timer for me. So I kind of feel like a veteran, sort of like if we were in the movie Platoon.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
You'd be Charlie Sheen.
Did you do mushrooms in your room?
No.
You can tell me.
I didn't.
All right.
I swear to God, you'd be the first person.
You told me you were going to take some before.
I did, but I never got my hands on any.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Secondly, even if I had just eaten them, they wouldn't be kicking in until after we got out.
Good point.
Basically.
Good point. It takes about a half hour.
Yeah. I'd say the mushroom tea, as early as 15 minutes sometimes.
Wow, I love the tea.
I like the tea. It's fast. It's painless. Less gagging.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it. Runs through the system faster, though.
Yeah, and you can chug it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nice.
Nothing wrong with a chug.
I did tea in college, and some guy made a cooler of shroom tea, and you could just dip a cup in and drink as you wish throughout the party.
Oh, that's got to be like
Did you go deep?
Well, we went deep, but it ran out quick. Cause people were just like,
ah, yeah, it's gonna go out.
But no, it was a good time. Good time. That was some real hippie shit.
Yeah, that is some real hippie shit. I mean, like, and I consider myself, I'm so hippie that the smell of patchouli turns me on.
Wow.
And we know that patchouli is just a great masking agent.
Yes. It's like Occupied Wall Street.
Right. Yeah, that would have been like a. Glad I stayed away. Now, let me ask you this about before we go in the tent, because we're cutting it close. We're 8 minutes away from our appointment.
Oh, yeah. We just saw the Big Sick, and we're full of pork and beef.
Yeah, we went to a Brazilian steakhouse.
Uh-huh.
And then we went and saw Kumail Nanjiani.
Not going to work here anymore.
Yeah. It was a great movie. One of the best movies I've ever seen that... Maybe
wow.
That revolves around stand-up comedians and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to say, like, it's no...
no punchline.
Ain't no Forrest Gump, I know that.
Right.
Yeah, it's no punchline. What are your expectations of the float loft? What are you feeling like going in? What are your concerns? Any fear?
Well, I'm a little nervous about the enclosed space. You know, it's very prone to,
Claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia. But I'm gonna get over it, and I'm a little nervous about how bored I'll get.
Yeah.
You know, because they say, what are we doing, an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing a whole hour.
An hour, and it's really, I'd say an hour is closer to like 40 minutes because there's like a getting used to it,
uh-huh.
And then like an innate sense that like an hour's clearly passed, and when is this gonna end?
Oh, there
sort
is.
Of a feeling. So the middle part is really the most relaxing.
All right.
But the advice I would give you for the claustrophobia would be, you can go as deep as you want in terms of like opening the lid, turning the light back on.
Okay.
None of that is. It is sensory deprivation if you do all of it.
Uh-huh.
You know, close the lid, turn the lights off, all of that stuff. But you could still have a very relaxing, meditative, therapeutic experience with the lights on, I think.
Oh, all right.
And your eyes closed or your eyes open, whatever it is. It's just a matter of removing as much stimulus that's unwanted. You know what
yes,
I mean? So much of what you experience in a daily life is shit you didn't ask to see or hear or taste or smell.
Hear.
So... this kind of baselines. I felt like I hit a baseline when I came out.
So I can open it, come as I please or whatever, as much as I want?
Yeah, you can get in and out of it. You have a room.
Well, that's fine.
You have a room there, and the room has a light, and then the pod has a light.
Oh, you get your own room?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're all set. You fancy, huh? Hello, I'm Adrian Cosby. I have an appointment for dose floats.
If you guys want to go ahead and have a seat, they were a little bit late getting in, so we're going to finish cleaning up.
No problem.
Would you like any water or tea?
Or tea? Yeah.
Thanks.
We can do that. Thank you.
First timer.
Is this both of you guys' first time?
It's my second time.
Okay, have you floated here before?
Yes.
Should I change now?
No, just when you go in the room, there's a shower. You shower before you get in. Just rinse. It's like a shower right there.
So I'm assuming he's told you kind of a little bit about it.
Sure.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to go ahead and have you look over this. Since it is your first time, it's just our waiver.
Okay.
And I will go set up the rooms, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
A little different, yeah?
Yeah, you're wiser. Any tips? First time.
It was my first time, too.
All right.
How did you find, like, who referred you? Like, a friend, a family member?
Well, I'm here with my sister.
Okay.
So
she's done it before?
Well, she's had people tell her that they've gone through it and done it. So it was really neat. It was relaxing.
Yeah, right? That's kind of the best way to describe it, I think.
Were you bored?
No.
All right.
No, there's some thought process going on.
All right, great. I was touched as a child, so I don't want that to come back up.
That's terrible. I'm sorry.
You're so
funny. Okay. There you are.
Let me guess. You guys are sisters. No, I'm kidding. She just told us, so it seemed like.
It's funny because we're brothers.
Yeah, it is. People will never accuse us of it, but you ever seen the movie Twins? It's based on our life.
Mm-hmm. Or Money Train.
So is the float something that you've done before?
Yeah, I did it before a show on a Sunday a couple months ago.
And I just felt cleansed, like replenished, almost like, because Sunday's like our Friday, it's the like last night of the week for us. And I was just like, but when I came out, I was like, I feel renewed.
Yeah.
Mentally renewed, not, it's kind of hard to say, because it kind of lasted for a couple of days.
Ooh, yeah. I can't wait.
Oh, it's your first time?
Yeah.
See, it was our first time today. It was nice. How'd you like it?
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, you're glowing.
I am?
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
I concur.
Something happened to your jeans in there.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, it looks like, so it's like a combine in there or something.
Aw, well, sorry, your appointment was at 4, you said. It took us a
minute. No, we're at 4:30, which, and we were running a little bit late anyway,
yeah.
So.
We were too, just a few minutes.
4:30.
Oh, yeah. 4:30.
Yeah, we're going on a quad together.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's not. We met on Thursday, but it seems like salt is a natural lubricant. A lot of people don't know that. Sorry, getting a little too honest here.
I'm
ready to go. Ready to rock. All right, Mr. Norman.
All right, you guys have fun.
You come too, Mark.
All right.
Which one am I in?
Either or.
I'll take this one since the door is open.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna need help. Oh my God.
Hey, how are you?
Whoa. All right. Signing out.
Wild.
Yeah?
I forgot who I am.
Did you hallucinate or have anything super cool happen to you?
No, I kept getting salt in my eyes, so it kind of kept fucking up, but I got there.
Yeah?
It was good. Did you hallucinate?
No, I mean, like, I just had, like, a period of time where I kind of felt like I lost track of what was
That's
going
good.
On.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Yeah. I felt like the first time I did it, I was able to sustain it for longer.
Uh-huh.
I'll pay for the balance of this.
No, I got it.
Let me do it as a treat to my good friend Mark.
You don't have any money.
Oh.
Yeah, last time I actually played it, I ended up hallucinating. It was
really
kind of terrifying for me at
Whoa.
First. Because I didn't expect it. I've floated multiple times, but
yeah.
just one time just
got
so
real
happened.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the move. I had two fuck-ups. My ears kept going under, and I was getting, like, ear shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, ah, shit. That would take me out of it. And I had left the light on, so I had that.
I did that, too, and I didn't do that the first time.
I know. But once you're in there, you're like, I'm not getting
out. I'm not getting out, yeah.
Oh, no. There was one night I was like, no, like, this is not happening. So then I was, like, sitting there. I was trying not to, like, fall out, but I was trying to.
Yeah. And you're so buoyant. It's like. Ugh.
Yeah, right.
It was, like, right out of reach.
Ah.
Awful.
You are fucking buoyant. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I got in. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I opened the lid at one point because I was like, I was going to see if I could turn the light off. And then all that cold air comes rushing in, and I was like, oh, I'm not getting out of this thing.
Yeah, it's too good. It's like the womb.
Yeah. But, I definitely feel relaxed.
I had some vivid flashbacks. I thought of a party in high school where a girl slapped me because I asked for a blowjob.
Oh, wow.
And that came back. I don't know why.
You're supposed to ask for permission.
I know. I thought I was doing the right thing. And then I thought of a joke.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
A good one?
No.
Oh.
What do I owe you there?
$62.84 after tax.
All right. Yeah. This could be nothing. But you know, they say smell is the strongest sense tied to memory.
Mm-hmm.
So we shouldn't have photo albums. We should have smell albums. You know, we just go, oh shit, the park in '88.
Yeah. But I feel like the way we were rushing around before we got here, kind of. I was having a hard time calming down when I first got in there.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'm really sensitive to this anyway. I can't drive afterwards.
Whoa.
Really?
I drive like I'm driving drunk.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how sensitive I am to all of it.
Huh.
That's funny. Cop pulls you over. Man, have you been drinking? I was in a pub.
No, just floating.
Yeah, floating.
Just floating. Floating and driving.
They probably really think
Yeah. Now I need a tox test.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you very much.
Good night.
So let's talk about this float.
Oh, what a float. Float of the year.
Float. I feel like we're a couple of floaters.
Yeah, right?
We just dropped deuce on this motherfucker.
That was way different than I thought it would be.
That's how I felt. And so that's why I wanted you to maybe just
freestyle for a second about what it was like when you first climbed in to the point that you climbed out?
Oh, shit, sorry. Yeah, well, it took me a minute to really get situated.
Sure.
I had ear infections as a kid, so I had to, like, I can't get really let water in my ear. So I had to keep my head up the
whole
time.
Now, did you use the earplugs?
I didn't know they were there. I saw that at the end. I was like, motherfuck.
Yeah, that's a must for me, too.
Oh, you put them in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really does help with the sound, I feel like.
Yeah.
But I know other people that are like, nah, you gotta let the water in there and get it all flushed out. And I'm like, I don't.
No, not me.
It seems to get trapped in there.
I agree.
Okay, so did you strip down nudity or what?
No, I went just basketball shorts.
Yeah.
You?
I had, like I said, like athletic underwear on, which kind of maybe not the best move, but I don't feel it floating and touching my skin.
Perfect. Yeah, but the floating is really, you're in the womb.
Yeah.
It's like zero gravity in there. And I was like spinning in circles for fun. Just to kind of dick around. And man, it flew by. You're right. There was one point I was like, what do you think I've been in here? 30 minutes, 40? And then the lights clicked on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of how I was for me the first time. But this time it seemed to be longer. But I also had a harder time staying in the pocket.
Yeah, the pocket is tough.
I did have like, I don't even know how long I was out, but it was a period where I really did feel like I got to another place where I was like, wait, what was I just thinking about or doing? Or
yes.
I just feel like I snapped out of something, but I'm not sure what. And then I lifted the lid to see if I could turn the light out. And I also glanced at my phone and realized I only had like 20 minutes left. So I was like, I'm just going to leave
everything. Whoa, you glanced at your phone? You cheated.
No, I just like, I moved my hand over so I could see the clock. I didn't like unlock it. I didn't want to put salt on. I mean, you like get any amount of salt.
Oh, dude.
I mean, it's super saturated. It's a super, super suspension of
crazy salt. Like, I got salt in my eyes at least four times. I'm hitting myself with the spray. And, yeah, that was bad. Then you rub your eyes again with your hand. Your hands are like, salt. Yeah. But once I got through all the kinks, it was pretty good. It was, I mean, it flew by and you need that. I mean, I was just thinking, I had all these weird thoughts about, like, Native Americans. They probably just sat and stared at the stars for hours. You know, no TV, no nothing. So that's all you got back then. Yeah. And I felt like I was going back to that a little bit.
I think that's why they say you got to get, like, three floats in. Because it takes some practice letting go of the stimulus.
Yes.
And, like, I was like, I don't want to, like, freak anyone out that might be listening to this and thinking about it, but I was having today what I would consider mini panic attacks. For someone like me who doesn't have panic attacks, they were just moments of unsettling energy where I'm like,
in there?
Yeah, where I was just like, and, like, so what I would do, the way it manifested was I would bend my legs and my feet would touch the bottom. And then I'd bring them back up like, ah, that's not what I want to be doing. But there was like a couple times where I just, I was so tightly wound when we first got there. I feel like that, you know, because we were like, oh, we're running late. And then we got there and they were running late. And it was like, I still, it took me probably the better part of 30 minutes to calm down. And then I think that's about when I had my blackout period and then kind of snapped out like, oh, wait. What's going on? Right. And then I opened my eyes for the first time, and that's when I saw the ring around and realized, like, I forgot to turn the lights off.
Yes.
But the reason I kept my eyes closed so much was because I could feel a piece of salt on the corner of my eyelid.
Ah.
I knew if I opened, then I'd be dealing with the spray.
Yes. It's very beachy. You know that when you're out on the beach too long, you're, like, kind of getting burned?
Yeah, it feels like that. Yeah, you're right. It did. It was, like, the kind of heat was very similar to that.
Yes, exactly. But I've been doing this thing at night called Headspace. Have you heard of this?
Yes.
It's this weird app because I have trouble sleeping, and it works. It helps you sleep.
And does it give you a guided meditation?
Totally. It's just like a British guy going, breathe in, breathe out, count the breath, now feel your body, and all that shit.
Yeah.
And it felt like that a little bit, and I bet if I had a British guy in there, I would have been a little better.
I thought about taking a plastic bag with me today because I had one in my room and playing some music or something like that. But but then I was like, no, I think it's really about limiting the stimulus.
I think you're right. No stim.
No stem cell research.
And it's funny because that music that's like, wah,
Yeah.
Wah, that's like horrible music. But in the pod, it's amazing because there's nothing else.
Right. Did you hear like a background sound to it too? It sounded to me like there was a, like I couldn't, it sounded like water was draining.
Yes, I did hear that.
And then it went away when the music stopped.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, thank God, because that would have been really annoying.
Right.
But, I was like, is that part of the music? That was part of why I couldn't call it. I was like, is that part of the music, or is that, am I going to hear that through the whole flow?
Right.
But I don't feel that level of uneasiness that I felt when we went in, where we were rushing.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, so I mean, I definitely got my therapies out of it.
Yeah, definitely. So what,
Henry!
Who the hell's Henry?
Comic that's doing a guest set.
Oh, the guest set.
I could tell his body language just by looking at him from behind. All right, Mark. Well, go get ready, and I will see you before the show, sir.
Is that enough juice?
I think that's all. We might do a little bit more in the green room or something.
Sounds good.
See you, bud. Hey, thanks for everything today, too, man.
That was fun. Good day.
He looks mistaken, like someone else's dream.
for listening. Download more episodes from the Podbean app. Also available at iTunes and Stitcher or at totallyunrelated.com.